Unit 4. Focus on listening 2. Case study. Sao Paulo. Section 4. You'll hear a lecturer talking about the city of Sao Paulo in Brazil. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 4.
Is everyone here? Good. Well, last week we talked about the astonishing growth of the world's cities, if you remember. And today I want to look at some of the reasons for this. What is it that draws people to leave their homes and families and move to big cities? To answer this question, I'm going to take Sao Paulo in Brazil as an example. First, some basics. There's a fact sheet on Sao Paulo in your books, but I think it's slightly out of date, so let me give you the correct information and you can make any changes, okay? Well, the city dates back to the 16th century, 1554 to be precise. By 1970, it had a population of 7.8 million. Not quite a megacity, but growing fast. I think your book gives the present population as 15.2 million, doesn't it? But the most recent figure I have is 16.5 million, which means the population has more than doubled since 1970. That makes Sao Paulo the world's third largest city, according to UN statistics. But other cities are growing even faster, and if UN projections are correct, by the year 2015, Sao Paulo will have fallen to the fourth largest city after Tokyo, Mumbai, formerly Bombay, and Lagos in Nigeria. Sao Paulo is South America's leading industrial city, and two of its most significant manufacturing products are cars and computers. On the agricultural side, Brazilian coffee is world famous, as you know, and Sao Paulo is the country's main centre for the coffee trade. Now, I hope you managed to get all that.
In the second part, the lecturer describes the various factors which affect migration to Sao Paulo. Look at questions 5 to 10. Now listen carefully and complete the table. Write no more than 3 words for each answer.
Now let's look at a survey which was carried out among migrants to Sao Paulo. These are people living in the favelas, or shanty towns, on the outskirts of the city. And the aim was to find out why they decided to leave their homes and move there. One set of reasons for migration are described as push factors. A typical push factor was that there had been a poor harvest, for example. Another was that there wasn't enough money to make improvements to farms, so old farms remained inefficient and uneconomic to run. Some migrants said that opportunities for education were very limited in the countryside, and others mentioned problems to do with the weather. The main reason given here was floods. Floods occur from time to time after heavy rain, and they can cause terrible damage to farmland, homes, and other property. Another set of reasons are pull factors, or factors which attracted migrants into the city. The main pull factor people mentioned was that cities offered more variety of work. Employment opportunities are obviously much more limited in the countryside. In addition, migrants mentioned that wages are much higher in Sao Paulo than they are for similar work in smaller towns and villages. Another pull factor mentioned in the survey was entertainment opportunities, things like cinemas, clubs and sporting events, and we all know how the Brazilians love football. People also mentioned the fact that there were better hospitals and health facilities available in town. Last but not least, some people said that if your relations already live in the city, it makes the move easier because you have someone to help you settle in, find work, etc. The survey also looked at migration obstacles. That is, things which can stop migrants moving to the city. The main one here is a question of money. Unless you can walk to the city or hitch a lift, you need to pay for transport. If you're poor, this can be a major stumbling block. Secondly, members of your family may object to the idea of your moving away, and that too can be a difficult obstacle to overcome. Well, that's all I have to say on the Sao Paulo case study, but if you're interested in following it up or finding out more about the city, there's a reading list on this handout which I'm going to pass around now.
That is the end of the section. You now have half a minute to check your answers.